my name on the back of my belt. Believe there's a God to save me from hell. And dirt roads are made for country boys like me.
They took her baby.
Don't believe in politically correct.
She had her baby.
If you want a piece of me,
CPS took her.
Better have a set. A rifle and a four-wheel drive is all I need.
Okay, let's get me a rhythm.
January.
Nelson's gonna let him bleed today. He's going into shock.
And it's good for you. Take your Terramax today.
President business enveloped by a cloud of drones descending from the sky.
That's the most disorganized.
I would never let my kids read Chronicle SU.
Yep, I said, Nelson's bleeding today.
And I'll say it right to the camera. Stop it.
Hold it, mate.
Run, please.
You want to do this right now?
I write to the propaganda for the right wing.
You are fake news.
And I smoke in the weed.
You're gonna get this Terramax out. You're gonna live a clean life.
Yes, I go into a dissociative state because
you're tuned in to Hate Radio, broadcasting all across the galaxy. Break out the Terramax and put your kids to sleep. Here's your host, Hate Set.
Hello, and welcome to Radio Hate. I'm HateSec, and I have a very exciting episode planned for you tonight. Wrote a lot of jokes, wrote a lot of segues and material that's going to get you slapping your knees red and letting out a big old belly laugh. This is Radio Hate. I don't know where Kilgore is. I hollered up into the woods for him, but he didn't holler back, so the show must go on, man. You know I always say that. Coming up tonight, Dr. Troubadour has some healthy relationship and dating advice, and joining him, well, actually he joined Christopher Nemelka. They went to Nepal. They had some kind of spiritual breakthrough together. And Dr. Troubadour wrote this dating advice column for us hot on the heels of his own ego death. So we're real excited to dive into that. But first, a guy in Buford, Texas. Is it Texas? Where the fuck is Buford? Did you guys see this? This guy flipping out. Local news story where the fuck is Buford? A Buford superintendent, school chief, whatever, was talking about, he was using that ugly talk, saying that he would like to, if he had half a mind, he would shoot these black people that were fucking up a job he was trying to do or something. So we'll listen to him. That'll be fun. We'll hear his racist rant. We're doing a lot of school stories today. There's another school story where a school board member completely loses his shit on accountants or somebody trying to make sense of the school district budget. And this guy feels like he doesn't have to answer to them, and so they come back at him, and then he raises a big stink. He spills a drink and embarrasses himself in front of everyone. So that's going to be really exciting. I like it when people in positions of power play the victim. I think that's kind of that's going around right now. So what should we start with? We've got all kinds of stuff to talk about and to do. And not just the things that I mentioned either. We've got all kinds of shit coming up. But fuck it, dude. I just heard this thing and I want you to hear it. Let's go back to it. This fucker in Buford Schools, named Gay Hamby. It says exclusive. Buford School superintendent recorded in racist rant, according to a lawsuit. Gay Hamby, the superintendent of Buford City Schools, is accused as part of a race discrimination lawsuit of using racist language and making a reference to killing black construction workers. Yeah, that's what he does in this audio footage that someone recorded. Let's check it out. The intro is just what I told you. The audio recording submitted as part of the lawsuit against Hamby in the district includes two conversations between Hamby and another individual. Two good old boys on the phone, basically. Warning, the following audio.
They said they was from the temp service, so I guess if you got more deadbeat niggers than the ones from the temp service?
They saw us inside there working.
No, those laying the papers aren't the same ones.
That's a totally different. That's a contract.
They got deadbeat niggers that said that. And Philip went over there and motherfuckers were sitting there on the cell phone. He went over there and they sitting there and one of them got smart with him after he asked him what he's
supposed to do. They was waiting on the phone.
And he said he worked for the temp service. And he didn't have to do what the fuck we had to do. Fuck that nigga. I'd kill his goddamn shoot that motherfucker if they let me. Alright. Well, check out what's going on with all the niggas down here. Thank you.
Bye. And while he's saying this, there's pictures of him standing in front of a classroom of brown kids. And everybody's smiling. Like, there he is. There's the superintendent. And you're like, what the fuck's a superintendent? And meanwhile, this guy's thinking, like, I'd love to shoot you. Fucking dirtbag standing up there with his fucking shiny forehead, smiling for the kids in the cameras. All three buttons on his suit are buttoned up. What an asshole. So there's a second one. Still listening on the phone again. And he's basically like, okay, find out why they're still working and get them fired. Thanks, bye. So I wanted to listen to the whole thing because nobody else does that where you get to listen to the whole thing. So at the Internet Chronicle, we listen to the whole thing. What an asshole, right? So this guy, he runs the schools down in Buford. Gay Hamby. Buford, let's find out where Buford is. Buford Schools, whatever. Georgia. Buford is a town in Georgia. I'm sure it's a lovely place. The school's chief here has been placed on administrative leave after being accused in a lawsuit of using racist language caught on audio recordings. Let's see. Does he have anything to say? Hamby issued a statement saying, "This is a personnel and legal matter pertaining to a disgruntled employee. District Council has advised not to comment." Well, District Council, we'd really love a comment. The newspaper quotes Penny Poole of Gwinnett County, chapter of the NAACP, saying the board has to fire Hamby if it's proven that it is indeed his voice on the recordings. Quote, "It's the only right thing to do." And no one's disputing that. Good Lord. Now these are the animals, right? Savage, dude. These people are fucking savages. But these people still out there. They're still out there. They still think this way. They still talk this way. And yeah, they're oftentimes the dudes in these positions of power are like this. The women, not so much. The women will still be racist and ignorant and use their power to oppress. But I don't think they're as aware of it as this guy is openly going out and doing it. And like, the women, they're like, well, you know, it's just different. With them, you gotta make an example, usually. When the white kids are acting up, they've got backstories and they've got reasons and excuses. The colored ones, not so much. They don't get the luxury of an excuse. We just make an example of them right away because it's the only way they'll learn. And that's how it manifests there. There's almost a sweetness to it, right? Like, I'm just doing it because I care. It's just the way you gotta do it with them. Whereas with this guy, he's just out and out. Let's kill him. Yeah, great idea, Hamby. Now this guy is going to be the poster boy of the hate groups that claim to be victims, right? Because the whole victimization narrative is what, I mean, that's why they don't like Jewish people. They're jealous of their narrative. Like, they need a diaspora, you know? So every guy like this who loses his job is like, they're like, me too, man, me too. And so he'll be attending some interesting meetings and rallies in the months to come. Let's see, what else do we have to do tonight? We have the guy in Buford, Texas. Okay, we did that. Were we supposed to already know where Buford is? I mean, they all fucking... None of them said Buford, Georgia. It was all just Buford. I don't think even the reporters that were rewriting this story checked to see what state it's in. They're like, there's my video. Buford, I'm going with it. Buford what, dude? Who already knew Buford was in Georgia? There's probably more than one. I bet there's one in Louisiana. I bet there's one in Texas. Buford. Give me a fucking break. Oh, you know what I didn't do that I meant to do and I wanted to do was I wanted to line up some dank music for you, but all I could find was the songs that are coming up after the break. Still really good music, but not the super dank that I was looking for. So we'll pull that up. And we have a message from our sponsors, and we'll try to blow through this music and the sponsorship stuff just as quickly as we can, because I know you're dying to hear Dr. Troubadour's healthy relationship advice coming out tonight. I am too. I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be the shit. But what the fuck is this? But first, we're going to listen to 45 minutes of Uncle Acid's BBC sessions. Now we're not really doing that. We're just gonna chill out for a minute. That was an ugly sound, and I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. And when we come back, we'll crack that nut wide open. We'll bust a nut on Hate Radio.
Skin flex. is a rocky road.
Healthy? You won't believe how this one drug is changing the world. Terrorists hate him. Americans stay constantly afraid using this simple trick. There's a new drug that will literally tear your life apart under a wave of euphoria. Terramax by Liebel Joker Pharmaceuticals will put your eyes on the sky and a fire in your belly, a hunger for liberty. Our loyal and intelligent readers do not trust the government. You know, there is such a thing as absolute truth, and facts are facts. Terramax keeps your spine pointed straight up, aligned to the North Star, a point of light astronomers have studied for centuries. The North Star is a trusted point of reference for everyone from Jesus to Napoleon. Patriots may trust Jesus. You trust no one. Like LSD, Terramax permanently changes your DNA, heightening your lineage's sensitivity to fear, promoting survival, and enhancing the human experience of terror. Terramax gives you the energy to stay awake through the night. It enhances night vision, allowing you to scan the horizon for threats of terror. Terramax builds awareness of your surroundings. Is that a laser gun sight or a cell tower? On Terramax, you can focus on a point of light up to 14 miles away with perfect clarity. Every bottle of Terramax comes with Terramax Steam Key, enabling you to download the Terramax Terror Alert Center client for Mac and PC. The Terror Alert Center lets you rant hatefully into your webcam and microphone about unseen enemies of the state who are jealous of your freedom. Be a patriot. Spy on your neighbors. Report on American activities to the White House straight from your PC. Even medical experts don't know how Terramax works. It just works, according to Dr. Angstrom H. Troubadour. Terramax gives world leaders the courage to deploy troops and assassinate innocent, non-American dissidents abroad.
Hi, I'm Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe, and I prefer Terramax to Anatoblock. It helps me think and raises my awareness. I told my cabinet, during an official government meeting, we should look into Terramax.
Terramax is not a dietary supplement and is not regulated by the FDA. Terramax has been associated with tremors, seizures, and sleeplessness. If you experience a terror lasting 4 years or more, do not stop taking Terramax. Stopping Terramax cold turkey is shown to lead to seizure or death. Instead, vote Democrat. If you already voted Democrat and continue to experience incessant terror, wait 4 years and vote Republican. Once you take Terramax, you cannot stop. In rare cases, some Terramax users report difficulty urinating and permanent disruption of their sleep cycle. If you are unable to urinate while using Terramax, consult your catastrophic healthcare options to learn which death panel is right for you. Terra Organics, life's getting worse.
Wasn't that nice? Wasn't that a nice message? Terramax, a long-time sponsor of Internet Chronicle. Always great to hear a message from them. It's true. You pop that pill, and your spine will align to the North Star. It's medically proven. And so if you're ever lost in the woods, pop a Terramax. It'll make it a little better. A little more tolerable. Definitely worth a shot, right? Why not? And also worth a shot while we're experimenting is Dr. Troubadour's tips for a healthy relationship, because why not? Things are on the rocks anyway. Couldn't hurt to try a few of these little relationship health Love Tips by... Now, this is a special edition of Health Tips from Dr. Troubadour because it's not every day Dr. Troubadour is just coming down out of the... What is it? The Alps? What's in Nepal? What do they have? The Himalayas? With spiritual enlightenment from Christopher Nemelka himself. So this is a rare opportunity. It's a rare glimpse into the mind of marvelous works and a wonder, Christopher Nemelka himself, who, together with Dr. Angstrom Troubadour, had a spiritual breakthrough in Nepal over the weekend. So we're real excited for them. Hey dudes, how's it going? I say hello to them whenever I do an article about them. And I go on the radio. So just saying hey to my boys out there, Dr. Angstrom Troubadour and Christopher Nemelka, trail boss of the Humanity Party and second coming of Joseph Smith himself. Christopher Nemelka has a gravestone right next to Ida Smith, Joseph Smith's hole. And that's where Chris will one day be buried. In the meantime, it has a hyperlink URL to his website, thesealedportion.com, where you can enroll in Chris's sex cult and Mormon army. Called the Humanity Party? What is it called? Nemelkites? What is his religion called? I forgot. Oh, what the fuck? His webpage is back. You need an account to see in there. We're gonna hopefully talk to some experts about getting an account on Christopher Nemelka's blog, and we'll bring the truth straight from there to you guys. And I can't wait for that. So let's just get into it. How did he introduce this? He said, "I was with Chris Nemelka, blah blah blah, in which we spent 2 days and three nights plumbing the depths of our Mormon souls in a divine quest to unlock vexing mysteries of the front hole." That's, we were talking to Kilgore the other night, and he asked me what, because those guys that don't like the sound of vagina, what was it? The word that they want instead of vagina, because it grosses them out, is front hole. They want you to say front hole instead of vagina. The fuck is that? Front hole? That just, I don't know, man. That sounds like something you put your finger in, right? And it's scoop out the dirt or something. But anyway, we get hung up on words here at Internet Chronicle because we are, after all, journalists. We're wordsmiths. They were unlocking the mysteries together of the front hole. And that was when they had a spiritual breakthrough. And we're very happy for Dr. Troubadour. Congratulations on your breakthrough. And congratulations to you, Christopher Nemelka, on your breakthrough as well. I hope that the Nepalese whores treated you gentlemen well. Dr. Troubadour says here, "Later I took ayahuasca, experienced ego death, and condensed my pontifications into beads of enlightenment for the purposes of this article, which was edited down for your convenience," that's how we do it at Internet Chronicle, "to fit into a palatable word count for your broken-ass, retarded attention spans, because we look out for you." So without further ado, I just cut to the fucking chase. These are Dr. Troubadour's research tips for a healthy relationship that puts you in the driver's seat. It says here, number one is no friends. It's just you and me now, baby. First things first, it used to be that you needed to learn an instrument like Kilgore or how to sing in order to manipulate a woman's reality. He does this from time to time. He'll go up in the mountains, he'll find himself a campfire and a 10 strip of acid, and he'll manipulate a woman's reality right there on the spot with his music. And you would never know this, but if you were this guy freaking out on acid, you've got an eye for it. And so there was this gentleman, some people call him paranoid, but this guy I know took his Terramax, and he quickly identified Billy's ability to manipulate people's reality at a whim. But it's an aging craft. And with Christopher Nemelka's patented technique, you now will control a female within 3 well-crafted text messages, guaranteed. You'll have complete control of the woman by SMS. Women love reassurance. Turn her reassurance into codependence with this one easy trick. All right, this is a little clickbaity. Dr. Troubadour says to tell them things like, gee, it sure is nice being free, you know, from parents and friends and stuff. Or, it's like all our problems are over now. Christopher Nemelka added, make them feel dumb by using big words that only appear in the books you write. And then when they finally do venture to question what is the meaning of that word, you can sell her a book. Number 2, it's good to keep score in a relationship. You always want to know who's got the upper hand. Who did more, who did less, who just fucked up recently. You know what I'm talking about. It says here to stay sharp. A good memory pays dividends in a loveless relationship, such as your own. Do you remember that time she dropped your special edition iPhone, scuffing the case? Or what about when she clicked like on another man's Facebook photo? What do you say, ref? What's the score? Patriots, like our listeners, like to keep score. And any scholar of Troubadour knows that a true patriot never forgets, and that's with a capital N and a capital F. Teach your property a lesson she'll never forget by assigning monetary values to the countless ways in which she has hurt your precious feelings. By talking in a language women can understand, that is money, you will finally convey your true bitterness. Number 3, it says here, and this paragraph could get pretty dark. We'll probably have to skip some of it, and it goes into a legal gray area. But it's about redefining your comfort zones and demanding sex when she's not interested, to assert dominance and to let her know who's in control and withhold it when she's in the mood. Unless, of course, that's what she's into. In which case, you just give it to her right there on the floor. Number 4, and this is the final point before we move on and close out the show. Do not, under any circumstance, permit any room for growth, whether it's a mental, spiritual, sexual. The woman, as you assume control of her, is finished learning and changing. People change over time, sure. Over time, we learn new things about our lives, our goals, and our dreams. That's okay. But once you get a hold of the woman, that shit's over, Dr. Troubadour says. This is getting ugly. Christopher Nemelka says, hobbies and interests are threatening to him. If you feel like her personal needs are cutting into your own, always remember you can offer gentle ultimatums such as, I understand you no longer love me and want to go to yoga classes 4 nights a week now. That's fine. When you get home, I'll be gone. Or maybe I'll be back. I don't know. Start following these tips today and get started on your journey into spiritual dominance. Because the world owes you. This is like a radio broadcast for incels tonight. I've been reading all this stuff about fucking incel people. And it's creeping me out, man, just to think that they're out there, dude. They're like roaches. They're all around you. Why won't people fuck me? I'm ugly. So people don't fuck me. Like, yeah, dude, that's kind of the point. But have you noticed that these fucking beautiful 10 out of 10 bitches, why am I talking like this? Like, I'm so bad all of a sudden. These beautiful women will be with ugly motherfuckers, right? And you're like, how? It's because that guy acts like a woman should be fucking him. Okay? And then they're like, huh, wait, why am I supposed to be fucking that guy? And then they go and they find out that he's a cool motherfucker, that he's doing all right. He's an interesting guy or whatever. They say, okay, I get it. And guess what? Ugly guy gets fucked. It's all in the actions, man. The ugliest motherfuckers. I've been friends with some ugly people before. But they get laid. Because it's all in your behavior and stuff. So, if there are any incels listening to this right now, you gotta fucking knock that shit off, man. Because I've been reading some weird shit that you guys are writing. Okay, it's getting a little dark. It's getting a little spooky. You guys are talking like school shooters out there, all right? And while I'm at it, also for you motherfuckers that are into astrology and karma and all this shit, good luck charms and hexes and vexes and curses. God damn, dude. Where does it end? Ancient aliens and... Well, hold on just a second. Lizard people. The Illuminati, the Greys, ancient aliens. This is kind of a... No, that's okay. But reincarnation and your fucking conspiracy theories about IQ tests and goddamn race and organic food and GMOs and cleanses and detoxes and all this fucking bullshit, anti-vaccination, the goddamn lottery, flat earth, fucking ghosts and demons and shit. It's getting so stupid, man. It's getting so fucking... you guys gotta chill. Come on back. It's cool over here where it's okay to like use that noggin a little bit and think maybe this is not sluts. This people talking about sluts and the fucking American dream and brainwashing and this fucking alpha beta shit. This men who went their own way or whatever. Mormonism. Enough is enough. Right? It's over. Can you fucking not with this stuff already, please? And let us have just kind of like a normal society. And let's come on. Let's all go listen to Trap House together and see what it's all about, okay? It'll be just fine. It'll be just fine. The Internet Chronicle is owned and operated by Trap House. No, I'm just kidding. They better offer to buy us though, or we're going to the Onion, and we'll write for James Carey in his next feature film. You know why I like New York is because I see random shit around here that makes no fucking sense, and it is completely without context, and you'll never know why somebody put a tiny little picture on my window. There's a little picture of Jim Carrey with a beard, and it says the word like mushrooms on it or something. Like, is this about mushrooms? Is somebody trying to sell mushrooms and they're using Jim Carrey's face with a beard to do it? There was no contact information, but it was a sticker. This thing was made like it was intentional. I love it, man. I want to write for Jim Carrey and do mushrooms. I'm HateSec. This is Internet Chronicle. We were going to talk about this one other story. What is it? It's the last story. Do we have to? This is kind of a good freak out. There was this dude at the... this is another place. Katy ISD School Board. Okay, this is another issue of we don't know where this took place. Let's find out real quick what's going on with this school board guy. All right, so here's the story. Here's what happened. This guy named George Scott is the superintendent at Katy, which I don't know where that is, because I guess in the news we don't need to know states anymore. You just need to know that this is Katy. Now we're going to find out. Katy ISD freak out. We're just going to call it a freak out and find it on Google. Seven Lakes. Okay, videos of protests. Apologizes for drawing negative attention to district. Okay, so this isn't today, but it just came up today on my feed. And so this is the first time I've seen it, but it's great. It's a good freak out from beginning to end. So what happens is this guy, he's been on the school board maybe a little too long, and he doesn't feel like he has to explain himself or to anybody or anything, right? So he's just like, I'm the old guy. I get to hit this gavel, and you know, all the power in my life, you're watching me exercise it and abuse it right here in front of you, right? Because he's got people coming up to him like, hey, this seems like mismanagement of the money. And they lay it all out for him and the whole board. Like, the whole school board's kind of guilty here. And nobody responds to him. And then this other guy comes up, and they both seem like decent dudes. And he's like, yeah, are you really not going to respond to this guy? And what's going on here? And at one time, like, this old man who's just acting like a cunt through the whole thing takes his earpiece out. He's like, I'm not even going to listen to this, you know? And he sets it down. And, yeah. So, it starts like this.
I slammed my fist, I spilled some Coke, and I am absolutely unapologetic.
You hear this?
Secondly, we as a district and we as a board have been confronted recently with analysis from what I would call functionally illiterate people who have no knowledge of public school finance, who would take a dollar figure in a given year and calculate that per student.
Okay, so what he's referring to is a presentation by one of these members, and he's indignant that people would be committed enough to, I guess, what he considers his job, and that there are people in the community questioning it. Unfortunately, this is how local governments are intended to work. So you kind of have to answer to these people. So this guy is being particularly shitty, right? And he spills his Coke over. And it's fascinating.
People that want to take an electric bill and do a per student calculation just eliminate the whole concept of context.
Why don't you show that to us?
And so what I want to say to you is this. I appreciate the fact of the stewardship that your department, Bill Moore before you, Earl Walden before Bill Moore, have had a consistent, stable management of this district, so that the state of Texas has gone AWOL. They have gone missing in action. They are taking money from this district and putting it in the state treasury. Does Michael Scofield want to have a Lincoln-Douglas debate on that premise with me anytime, any place, anywhere? Yes. Does Governor Patrick want to have a Lincoln-Douglas debate on that?
A Lincoln-Douglas debate?
Any place, anywhere. The bottom line is, KDISD, Cypher ISD, Klein ISD, Spring ISD.
All right, so what happens next is this dude goes up and he makes his point, and he's concise, he's respectful, and then he's like, okay, these are my numbers, and I don't think you really need to go back into the logs to verify what I'm saying. Just tell me if this is like, you know, if I'm basically, if I'm right in my thinking. And they won't address him.
I mean, every surrounding school district is subject to the same conspiracies by the state of Texas that Mr. Scott was pointing out, I would assume.
Oh yeah, and meanwhile, George Scott is talking about how the state is like, has waged a civil war against his school district. And so he's up here promoting conspiracy theories and stuff in front of these people too, while he's banging on the desk and shit. He thinks he's Alex Jones.
And it looks like there's a projected 2,200 plus increase in enrollment year on year, last to this year. Yet the 2018-19 budget for transportation has actually been reduced by approximately 4% since the 2017-18 school year. Broken down by student, I believe it works out to a $245 per student spend on transportation this year as per the preliminary budget versus $263 as per the June amended budget. And add one more question to that. If there is room to reduce the overall budget from last year to this year and the overall spend on a per student basis, could we not just keep the budget flat and increase the...
And, you know, he's not getting, like, he's not getting emotional or anything, and not even confrontational. I think he's just, you know, he's just involved in his community and looking at the numbers and stuff. And then we jump forward after he finishes his point, and or while he's making his point, nobody's listening to him. They're not making eye contact with him. Homeboy takes his earpiece out because he wants to, like, throw another fit in a minute. And this guy's looking around like, what?
With the bond yield, wouldn't we just be further ahead by not selling the bond and paying interest on it versus putting it in savings?
And they won't answer him. They won't even, like, help him.
I mean, that's a straight financial question. I don't see the need to look in records for that. But the bond interest is roughly, what, 4.5%? The yield in the savings account, at best, 2%? I don't know.
There's
fucking ad. You see how they're not...
I mean, we're going to answer once when I sit, or...
This is Texas.
Madam President, would you like to answer any of the questions?
You have 30 seconds. I apologize for missing the 1 minute mark.
That's okay. I forgive you. For that, not other things.
Yeah, he doesn't forgive you for not fucking talking or cooperating with the public. And then this other dude comes up and... It's fucking great, right? Because you think, okay, this shitty school board is just gonna get to be shitty, and everybody has to go home that night and be like, well, we, you know, that's what happens when you try. It fucking sucks, right? But no, but then this other guy comes up, who I think he's running, so this is probably gonna get him voted in.
It's your comments.
Our next speaker is Sean Dolan.
Sean Dolan.
I'd be happy to pay for the TWI survey, so I will donate whatever that cost is to have that done. I usually donate about $5,000 a year to the district, or at least did before they removed all their thank yous on all the websites after I brought up concerns to the district, which I thought was petty. Plagiarism, the use of another's ideas or products as one's own, shall also be defined as cheating.
Oh, yeah, this guy...
Plagiarism...
This guy plagiarized as well, and so Sean is like defining plagiarism, and then he's about to address the way that homeboy got treated just now, just a minute ago, this other member of the public.
As you have discussed at the beginning of this outset, the KDIC is a robust grievance process. And
there's no names on there's no names on that document. There's no names.
Mr. Dolan, Mr. Graham is speaking.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Madam President, this matter has not been addressed through the appropriate administrative channels.
Can we return back my time, please?
Mr. Scott.
He voluntarily chose to choose his path. He doesn't get compensation for his own culpability.
Mr. Dolan, you're aware of the rules. I read them ahead of time. You have 41 seconds left. I've stopped the clock for Mr. Scott's remarks. Our legal counsel has addressed that you cannot continue with the path that you were on. If you'd like to use those 41 seconds to redirect your statements, you're welcome to use those. We will restart the clock. Go ahead, Mr.
Thank you very much. So then I guess the other note I have here, I'm actually meeting with Mike Schofield in a few weeks. I bid on a private tour of the Capitol with him. So I will relay the invitation for you to have a Lincoln Douglas debate with him. But frankly, to be honest with you, the fact that Nicholas came up here with very valid questions and you not only took your hearing piece out of your ear but turned your head away from him, I highly doubt that'll ever happen. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Dolan.
Madam President, that's a personal attack, Mr. Scott. And I want to respond to that.
And then old guy is like, no, he knows that he got called on his shitty behavior. So he goes and he acts like he was just taking his hearing aid out because old guy problems and tinnitus and so on.
I am deaf in this ear. I have tinnitus. There are some speakers that speak into that microphone and I can hear. There are some that can't. If you want to make fun and mock a 69-year-old hearing impediment of mine, then you can do that. There are times that I put it in. There are times that I don't. And the one person on God's green earth that I will not consult when I need help hearing is you.
Thank you, Mr. Dolan. Thank you, Mr. Scott.
Yeah. And it looks like he just issued an apology. He's sorry. He's apologizing. And a letter sent to employees. Hent did not speak to or deny anything specifically. He said he is a changed man and chalked up the allegations to part of growing up. Oh, this is a completely different story. This is the one about bullying. So, Katy, Texas schools, they've got a bit of a problem over there. Their school boards are all fucked up. So, with that, we're going to close the show out. You guys, get the hell out of here. Go fuck yourselves. The Internet Chronicle is brought to you proudly by Liebel Droker Incorporated. This is the Hatenest half hour on the internet, but you got an extra 16 minutes tonight. I'm Hatesec. Go fuck yourselves. This is Chronicle.su.